This is Electric Sisterhood with episode 386, Quippin' the Dead.
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming tech gadget and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
I'm Pandalicious.
And joining us on the show, we have Sean Baptiste from Firehose Games.
Yay! Yay! Thanks for having me.
Yay! Sean! We love having you on the show.
I love being on the show. I love this show.
Such a joy when you come around the neighborhood.
There's always something really interesting to talk about. We're always talking about something when you're on the show.
I know. We always get very pumped. Like, Sean's going to be on the show. Eat sugar. mostly so we can keep up with the conversation.
Yes.
No, we're so glad to have you on. Last time that you were with us, we were talking about Go Home Dinosaurs.
Yep.
And we were talking PAX East and stuff. And this time, we're on the show to talk about another game.
That's right.
Yes.
Called Let's Quip.
Let's Quip.
Let's Quip. I love that. I'm gonna start using that. I like that.
By all means, please do.
It's like the football coach version of Let's Quip, and I dig it.
It's good stuff.
We're working on Let's Quip. We're hard at work trying to get. We have the beta out, but we're working on getting all the rest of the versions, like the final versions and the mobile versions, out and into the world.
Fantastic. We've actually been playing the beta.
Yep.
Anybody can snag on Facebook right now.
Yep.
And I have to tell you, we've been having a ball mostly watching other people's
I like battles. Casting my vote.
Voting, I feel very, I don't know, powerful when I vote.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about what happens in Let's Quip.
Let's
Quip. I start telling you why I love playing it and voting on other people's matches more so than trying to be clever myself.
I just logged into Let's Quip, so if I needed to bring anything up, I could. And what do I have at the top of my votes? I have your match. to you guys. This is so good. I am totally going to vote on this at some point. But who am I going to vote for? Who knows?
Dun, dun, dun. Dun. We will be watching.
Yep.
We probably will brag.
So, Let's Quip is a competitive debating game. It's not like other games where, you know, your ability to play this game really hinges on your ability to be funny and compose a sentence or two or three or a paragraph. Like debating, the idea is you're given something to debate about, your opponent's giving something to debate about, and you're both arguing against each other. But unlike debating, what you're arguing is patently insane, because what happens is two people go into a match. Each person is given a word from a list of 2,000 words that we've put together, a little over 2,000 words we've put together. So there's over 4 million types of 4 million matches that could happen.
Cool.
Based on that. But each person is given a random word, and then they have to come up with a tweet-length argument, because we want to make everything shareable, because people are writing funny stuff, and it should be easy to share that sort of thing. It's sort of like, you know, the Instagram of jokes, you know? So you want people to be able to share that sort of thing.
Like
so people, each person comes up with an argument. It has to be tweet-length. But what they're arguing is insane. So I could, like, read through some of the, like, recent ones. It's like a DDoS attack versus hole-in-one, fun size candy versus skywriting, emerald versus split level ranch. It's like just the wasteland versus George Foreman.
Okay, you have to read that one.
Oh, let's see what we got on this one. This is the one that I favorited, actually. For George Foreman, the player who had George Foreman, she wrote, "I don't know about it being one of the most important moments of the 20th century, but it would sure taste good on steak. Fire up the grill." So I think she's I think she's advocating lighting books on fire. So that's one way to go with it.
I mean, you could eat your intelligence. Yes.
Oh, I have one of my kids who eats books all the time instead of reading them in school.
Osmosis doesn't quite work like that.
I'm glad you're digesting the text. I just wish we could read Sea Spot Run instead of you eating Sea Spot Run.
Read it after, or eat it after you read it.
Yes. Then you can truly digest it.
I wish he would, but it will never happen.
Sadness.
And then The Wasteland, their argument was a glorious land of leftover cake, last pizza slices, and cookies that broke the 5-second rule. Our motto, qui tendis ad perficendium. Which I don't actually know what that means.
I have no idea what that means.
I bet that's the punchline of the joke.
It probably is.
That one won.
The amount of Googling that you have to do on that, I think that would up the voting
a little bit.
This is a good one. There was another good one. There was The End with a question mark versus Severus Snape.
Yes, I read that one.
Like, that's like a really good one because it's like, oh, yeah, how do you play with that since, you know, Snape did come to his spoilers, but you had your chance to read it. You watched
Look, you've had plenty of time to read that stuff and watch it.
Yeah, like, you had so many ways. You could, yes. You know what? I'm taking my apology back.
Yeah.
Unspoilers.
Yeah.
Alert.
Yeah. Be glad. You didn't spoil anything at this point.
Yeah.
So both players get their random word. They both have to tweet out or write a tweet length argument for their word. But they're not trying to like be logical about it because a lot of times the matches are so crazy that there's no way to actually be logical in the first place. So you're just trying to be funny. You're trying to be like the next Oscar Wilde or Dorothy Parker and write like a quick, funny little bon mot, like a turn of phrase, a clever saying. Because what happens is, like we were saying, once both people have submitted their arguments for the match, it goes out to all the other players to vote on.
And I love that aspect of it, because it's not just like a one-on-one, okay, I'm a little bit wittier than you today, you're a little bit wittier than me today. It then goes out to the entire community for the community to then weigh in and go, actually, I think that this is more funny, or I feel like she made more sense.
She made me smile more. Bing!
And it's really cute, because the way that voting works is you don't actually get to see which response has a number
the
of
most votes. You just
until
vote.
Yes. You vote.
You don't even know which contestant had which argument.
Until
even
you vote.
You know who the two players are, but you don't know who wrote which one until you voted. Yeah.
So it totally takes the kind of shenanigans of a popularity test out of it, because you're really just voting on the thing that struck you. And then you get to see, well, did everybody else vote?
It's like The Voice, but a game and doesn't have Maroon 5 in it.
It doesn't suck.
Yeah, that's
it. It's like The Voice, but it doesn't suck.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Yay! Another thing that I like on the voting is it makes you go through other matches, so it's not just about your game and a game that you're in, because like once you play your game, it's kind of out there and people can vote on it, but then you get to go back through other people's stuff, and I find that I get like a little jealous, because I'm like, oh man, I wish I had come up with something like that for my word, or I wish I had come up like with that, because that's like brilliant. Next time I'm going to try to think a little bit more nerdy. No, next time I'm really going to go for like the highbrow thing, and not just the lowbrow, like easy road. And so I find that I like start augmenting and changing my game the more that I look at other people's games.
And I think that was the whole point, like when you first sign on for it, they're like, vote on a few matches. Get an idea of what we're really doing in this game first before you jump into something. So you have the idea.
I mean, that was right from the beginning. We knew that, like, not only was voting going to be arguably the most important part of the game, but it was the only way that people were really... There's no way I can't teach anyone how to play the game functionally, right? I can't be like, well, this is how you write a funny thing. All I can do is set you down in front of a whole bunch of things other people wrote. You can read through it and be like, that's funny. That's funny. That's who I want to be. That's how I want to write things. Is that style. And that's the only... So we did as core part of the game, but also it really is the tutorial in so many ways, is just seeing how other people write and acclimating yourself to that.
Well, really good job on that, because
thank you.
For me, I like to think that I'm clever, but I find
I know I'm clever.
I find that I'm clever when I'm given time. Like I would like suck at improv.
I'm great at improv.
It would take me like a while because
this show is totally improv for me right now. I'm never prepared.
I know you're never prepared,
and I rock socks at it.
I know you do. I slightly prepare, and I think that works for us.
Yes.
That's our thing. We rule at that.
High five.
Which is why we don't do video. No. But maybe one day.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Probably not.
That's a lot of effort.
It's probably more planning than we really want to do.
I'd forget and not show up.
You would, in fact.
I'm like, what are we doing today?
It has happened before.
I know.
Where we've had podcast recordings and somebody has not made it to the recording.
Whoops.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Clip show to the rescue.
You have one thing to do.
You have one job.
You have one job on Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30. That's all I ask. But what I love is that I definitely have found since I started playing the game that I'm more creative. Like, I think about things, especially like in my writing when I'm crafting tweets.
Yeah.
I find that I'm now being more clever or trying to be more crafty.
I feel like Twitter is going to get like a surge of people who are just going to be even more witty because they're playing this game.
I hope so. I really do. We really, and that was something we worried about was, are there going to be enough people who are good at this game to play it and make it sort of worthwhile? And what I've come to realize since then is I was asking the wrong question. Because I've voted on virtually every match that's ever come through this game. And what I've seen a lot of is people who start off on the game and they are terrible. Like, can't put a sentence together, don't use punctuation, don't capitalize things, don't contextualize things. Rather than write a joke, they just write a description of the word they were given. So if they were like, if they got Severus Snape, they'd be like, bad guy, professor from Harry Potter. And you'd be like, that's not a joke.
No, that's not even facts.
It's not even really useful information. It's just a couple of words. And you just see some people and they start off and they're really bad at it. And then in a week, they're writing like they're Oscar Wilde or Dorothy Parker. They're just like slamming out these incredibly funny little quips. Like over a period of a week, they've learned that like this is a place to write in real sentences, to like write funny stuff and really like kind of think your stuff out. That's the other reason. Like you were saying, you don't want to do it right there on the fly. That's like in the game, that was something we thought about. We didn't want to be like you enter a match and you have to write an answer 5 minutes later. We wanted to give you a full 24 hours. To really come up with something.
To really hone your craft.
It really is. And it's like, it makes it funnier. It makes it more entertaining for the people who have to vote. Because, you know, they're going to be voting on something you thought out. And they're really going to be evaluating your writing and your ability to be humor. So there's actually good feedback there, too. And the only way that was going to happen is by giving people more time to craft their argument.
And that was one of the questions that I wanted to pose to you, because as we were playing the game, like, it's absolutely the kind of game that Amanda and I would play nonstop with ourselves and with our friends.
I mean, if you listen to the show, we're quipping at each other for an hour.
That's really what we do. We quip, we tangent, and then we're like, and here's a nugget of information. And we're done. Because that's just, like, how our family is and how we talk and our group of friends, which is phenomenal. But we were thinking, and it really struck me, it was like, you know, is this the kind of game that, like, a lot of people would play, you know, as you brought it up? Like, because writing well is not something a lot of
I'm
people
glad that
do.
You decided to condition that with well.
Very nice.
You know, and I feel like, and it's been one of my biggest complaints, we've had a lot of conversations about it with, you know, social media, so many things between Twitter and being able to abbreviate and not use caps and not use punctuation. And
well, because it eats up space. You only have so many characters.
Yes,
you can't be worried about grammar.
But you can always worry about grammar. We've had this conversation. Just because you've got 140 characters, it doesn't mean that you can't stop to think, to get your point across well, to choose your words carefully.
Right. And And that was part, like, so the original, like, the, like, so I used to do some stand-up comedy, and for me, I loved I actually, more so than performing, I liked the process of writing jokes, because everybody writes a joke, and I don't think I've ever written a joke where the first draft was funny, because it's generally too long, there's too much information, it doesn't quite get to the point, it doesn't set things up right. But then my process is that I would take that joke and then every day rewrite that joke from scratch. Rewrite it, trim a little bit out of it, make it smaller and smaller mm-hmm. And shorter until all the information I needed to get across in roughly a tweet, like roughly that size, I could get it all in there. And that's really this process of cutting down and cutting down and cutting down without abbreviating. You're just trying to use better words to get your information across. And that was like a lot. That actually informed a lot of the design of the game. Because what this really actually started off as the first version of Let's Quip was actually a it was something that we played on the community team at Harmonix.
Okay.
Years ago, is like me and like Aaron Trites and John Drake and a couple of other people. We just had this thing called Battle Hat, where it was a hat and it was just filled with pieces of paper with random words on it. And anytime, like, you know, a meeting would stall out because people were getting into a circular argument that wasn't going anywhere, we'd, you know, make people reach into the hat and pull out two things so they could argue. It was never really a game so much as a management technique, right?
Right.
But that the problem with that was, like, you know, it would be two people and it would be really funny because they would then have to verbally in front of everybody else come up with their arguments. But the thing I like about the written version is there is that ability to trim things down and right. make it smaller and smaller until you have this one little perfect little joke. And I think that the limiting the amount of characters that you have for that argument, I think, helps that too.
Yes.
And so for us, like, I was going, okay, and Amanda had talked about it earlier that, you know, seeing across the shareable social with things being 140 characters, seeing people bring more creativity to tweets and better yeah. things popping up in the newsfeed is very exciting for us because, you know, I can see people taking a lot of pride, especially with the voting aspect of, okay, so I'm just dominating and decimating all my quips today. They're all going out on social because yep. I got mad votes on them. And just having such bizarre yet interesting content in the newsfeed, because for the longest time, and I follow a lot of different people across all my social, which she is redonk, from uh-huh. people in the industry to people not in the industry who just make me laugh, who are witty, because you need that yeah, yeah. infotainment in your feed.
Oh, and without a doubt.
I think that one of the things that I'm looking forward to, you know, is with all the different word combinations that are in there, just like some of the most ridiculous things possible popping up in the newsfeed. So I'd love for you to share, like, your favorite, like, just out there quip that's come along so far in the beta, because I know you got to have at least one.
Oh, I'm trying to think. I know the one I'm most proud of having written was I got the word, and it's not even terribly, I was just really happy I like grabbed it when I could. It's certainly not the best one in there, but it's I got the word dunk, and my friend Sue, she got the word nomad. Okay. And my argument for dunk was nomads can't dunk because they'd always get called for traveling. And it's not even, like, for me, it wasn't even so much funny as it was just sort of like, oh, that's clever. But it was clever in that way where you just sort of nod your head. You're like, yep.
Yep.
All
right, wait, way to turn that around.
That's
I like
exactly
it.
What I did. I nodded. I'm like, yep.
Yep. Yep. And that's what I, like, I like that sort of thing. That's sort of, for me, that's the sort of thing I like to do. I don't win as many matches as some people. Like, you have, like, there's certain players who you definitely want to follow, like Two Flower, I think, is a really good example. He's a writer. He's been writing for years. He's actually written a few books. And he comes into the game and he just, like, dominates. Like, and my partner on the project, Sherith, both of them are just sort of, like, they're almost surgical in their ability to, like, it's, you could almost see them, like, looking at each one of the words, breaking each one of those words down into every possible meaning it could have, and then every, like, thing about each of those, and then putting all those parts together like some sort of like Sherlock Holmes thing to craft an argument. And their matches are always just beautiful, like absolutely beautiful. I'm trying to find, I have it open right now. I'm trying to find some of my favorite ones. Or is it this one? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So somebody it was Mr. Rogers versus Romance.
Ooh.
And Sherrith just wrote, "Won't you be my neighbor?" Gets down on one knee in life, which I thought was all right. But the Romance one was good because the other person wrote, "Look, Mr. Rogers was amazing in so many ways, no doubt. But having sex fulfills particular needs that Mr. Rogers never could or should." And I just thought that was like, it was like this nice way of taking it and then just flipping it around, being like, look, let's just be honest here right now. We don't want to talk about that.
No. Yeah. True that.
And it was just like, I like those ones. There's certain ones where people have, like, they got a word that they didn't care for and their opponent got an awesome word. And then they just conceded. They were like, look, I'm going to be honest. That other word is so much better. And they might put a little joke. And then they still win because they've actually have a funnier answer. That's the other thing I like about sort of the game is that it really just comes down to funny. What you have, what you're given for a word doesn't matter so much.
It's how you spin it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It really comes down to that. It's really about the person who's writing it.
Yeah, like, I mean, in the game that Sis and I played earlier today, like, I got Australia.
Yeah. And I got followers, and I did not have coffee. And I was like, all right, so, like, am I trying to talk about being the first prisoners on Australia?
I mean, I totally was there. I'm like, Australia, the only place where being a debtor is kind of sort of awesome.
Yeah, and I wrote my answer before you did, and I saw your answer, and I was like, damn it, I vote for that. Oh! That's it.
Sherrith and I have actually, because you don't see your, like you said, you don't see your opponent's argument until you've actually submitted your own.
Yeah.
Both people have to submit their arguments before they see their opponents. And we wanted, since that limits your ability to sort of like almost be like, you know what, good job, we want to put in a button that allows you to doff your hat to your opponent and just be like, congratulations, I applaud your answer, it was really good. We just want to wait, because like we found so many times where we've read somebody else's answer and been like, that person should win.
Yep.
Like, that person should absolutely
win. Like,
that
is just so good.
Yep. I've had that happen to me, and I'm like, oh, man.
I mean,
I want to be smarts!
I've noticed, since playing this game and telling certain friends of mine who are very theater-driven about this game, that now when I'm out with them, we'll be talking, and in my mind, I'm like, I could totally say this about what they just said, and you find yourself being so much more impulsive. And I mean, I'm the kind...
Yeah, you gotta jump on it.
I'm like, if you set me up for a joke, no matter how bad it is, I will take that
jump. Yeah, you always, if it's teed up, you just swing at it.
Yep, I always do. And everyone always laughs, and then, really? I'm like, you guys set me up. I'm like, you put the carrot underneath the box, and I went for the carrot, and you knew I was going to.
And that's why you're in the box.
And that's why I'm in the box. I never learn.
It's all right. It's okay. It's okay, though, because it's good that you're in the box. But I love the game, and I'm really excited. I think that it's, you know, it's a great game to play mobily. And
I like it better than Words with Friends. That can go F itself.
Seriously, it was one of the things, like, as soon as I was playing, I was like, okay, so this is totally taking over Words with Friends spot on my phone for when I travel, because I find that this, I think, exercises my mind way more and allows me to be much more creative because it's not restrictive. The only thing I'm restricted to is my imagination, my vocabulary, and 140 characters.
Yeah.
And I don't have to use, like, a bunch of different buttons, and I don't have to worry about the gyroscope, and I don't have to worry about, like, anything else other than my thumbs.
I will not get mad if this one stays on Facebook and my friends are like, I want to play Let's Quip. Like, let's Quip!
Yeah, it's
I will not get mad.
I'll be honest, it's one of the few games that I've played on Facebook that I've actually enjoyed playing on Facebook.
Yay!
I was addicted to Farmville once.
We tried to really not make it creepy. Like, it's a free game, and of course it's a free game. Like, this game couldn't be anything but a free game. And we've really tried to make it so that especially during the beta right now, there's very little monetization in it at all. But we're really conscious of making it so that it's not pay to win. And, you know, it's not gross. It doesn't feel like it's begging for money. Because I just have too much respect for myself. Ultimately, I don't want to make a game like that. I want to make a game like this.
Well, you've really done a fantastic job because it's definitely a fun game, and I noodle my friends every so often, be like, okay, guys, I know it's a Facebook game, but trust me, it's going to be really
it's
fun.
It's not Farmville.
It's not Farmville.
Or SimSocial, I promise.
You never get invites from me to play anything stupid on Facebook. Yep. Trust me, it'll be awesome. And I've had a couple of friends jump in and be like, okay, where'd you find this game? And I'm like, I know a guy. but no, totally, you should play this game. And they're like, okay, well, when is it coming on iOS? And I was like, I don't know. I'll look into it. Because like I said, I know a guy.
Yeah.
So, how is development going? When will we see Let's Quip outside of Facebook beta?
Good. We're working on it really hard right now. That we're aiming for end of June or July.
Nice.
Like, we want to release it this summer and get it out, get it into people's hands. That's going to be – we're trying to do Android and iOS simultaneously. Get it out, and of course it's cross play, so if you already have an account on Facebook, you'll be able to carry that account over to other things.
Sweet.
So yeah, that's a huge thing for us. You know, we don't want anybody losing all of the funny stuff that they wrote.
Oh, I would be so mad.
Yeah,
I would have disappoint.
Oh, I found one. This one's a little dirty.
I was going to ask that question.
Oh, if people have gotten raunchy?
Yes, and oh, can yeah, you get raunchy?
Yes.
Raunchy with a side of cheese, please.
Mm-hmm. You can definitely. One thing we're very wary of is comedy should, like, good comedy. If you want to see good comedy, you're going to have to get offended by a few things.
Yep.
Agreed.
Right? Because good comedy lives on the edge and, shines a light on the things we don't necessarily want to look at, but does it in a way that, you know, makes it comfortable because we can laugh. So we were sort of careful about that. One way in which we're trying to, like, protect people is that there's two types of matches. There's there's random matches, and then there are friend matches. So a random match is like a ranked match, right? That's you say you want a match, another person says they want a match. You're matched up with that random person, and then you play your game. But there are also friend matches, and those are ones where you can challenge anybody on your friends list to a match specifically. And friend matches are voted on differently. You don't friend matches don't show up in everybody else's feed to vote on. They only show up in the feeds of your friends to vote on. Because we figure if friends are joking with each other, they're going to have inside jokes, they're going to have the things that they feel comfortable with, and that's probably more likely shared amongst their friends.
That makes sense.
And so they're still, if something is offensive, we have flags throughout the game that you can just click on the flag that reports that match. And then we can look at it if it violates the terms or whatever. I think it's, you know, bigoted or racist or whatever. We can remove that. But we figure with friends matches, it's, you know, it plays out a little bit differently, and we wanted to allow that. And then for ranked matches, those also have the flags, and then people can flag things if they're not comfortable with the material that's in there. And we've so far, that's gone really, really well. The material. I'm someone who's not afraid to ban people for being like jerks. Like, even when I was in like Rock Band, I was like, yeah, I'm not afraid. This person is being a horrible human being. I'm not afraid of kicking them off. That's a big thing for me, is I want to create a community around this game that's, you know, good, funny people.
Yep.
But that also means we also have to have a respect for how comedy works, which is it's hard to filter things without losing a little bit of the magic of comedy.
Mm. Right, because everything is on that line, right? You know,
yes.
There are the comedians who are great, who have always worked blue, will always work blue, and if
yep.
they're not off color or off key or, you know, somewhat vulgar, you go, well, what happened with them? Because that's how I know them. Like, if
right.
Lisa Lampanelli ever did a clean show, we would all think she is on some kind of drugs.
Oh, I saw her a couple weeks ago, and there was not one clean joke at all
in
her hour and a half.
I would have been shocked if there was a clean word.
Yeah.
Nope. Even her opener
yep.
was, he's like, you guys know who we're here for, right? It's like, oh, good to know. Good to know.
Yeah.
Just in case
yeah.
you were expecting something else. don't. You know, so I respect that because, you know, like for us, we've been approached a couple times going, you know, you guys could do so much more with your podcast if you would just like curb your language and
stop saying bad words.
Yes. Right. And like, but that's one, not us, two, the editing time on that would be ridiculous.
Not to mention, I think one year we tried one show to not curb.
We tried real hard.
And we had to cut so much of that show out.
It took me like 5 hours to edit that show. And we had to go back and try to re-record a part of it. Because I'm just like, you know what, we're not doing this. I'm like, I'm from Massachusetts. I curse like a sailor. I always have. That's right. Just me. I'm like, my humor is off. It's just like, just a little off.
Oh, mine is just disturbed.
Like, mine's not disturbed. It's just a little, it's just like a little, ugh. It's like, just over to the right a little bit. I'm like, and you know what? Anybody who's along for the ride is going to enjoy it and like our podcast. And whoever doesn't, they don't.
We're not telling you you have to.
We're not their thing. And so I love games where I get to kind of shine a light on being my little bit of off. And enjoy it and have other people be able to enjoy it, like character creation, when I get to really kind of dive in there and build somebody that's reflective of my personality. Like, I love that. And I feel like I get to do that with Let's Quip, is I get to let my little bit of humor shine through.
It's your wits against their wits.
And I get to pit my wits against other witty people, and I become wittier for it.
Yeah.
It's just positive all around.
Yeah, it is.
And, I mean, the other thing is, we haven't really talked, because we're still in beta, so we haven't fully done this. But, so, we're a free game, and there we have, like, energy, like other free games. But in other free games, it's like, well, you ran out of energy. Would you like to give us some money? And we'll refill that, or you can wait till a few hours or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that mechanic, and yes, you can pay to refill. So let's say when you first start, you have the start of the game, you have 5 matches.
Yep.
Right now, that's not the case in the beta because we just didn't want to limit it during beta. But when the full game comes out, you'll have 5 matches. And once you've played those 5 matches, that's it. You don't get any more until you vote. You have to vote. Like, you have to vote to refill your meter. You can pay to do it, but, like, why would you do that?
Why do that just when you can just read and click a button?
Exactly.
Right. Like, that's, like, and we really wanted to make that the system where it's, like, there, it really is, like, if you play matches, you're also voting. Because that'll strengthen the community of people who are playing. It strengthens the whole idea of voting. It means there's more people voting, so it won't be unreasonable to be, like, 300 people voted on my match. Like, and that's cool to think 300 people read something that you wrote and evaluated it and voted on. Like, that's pretty cool. So we really wanted to be that to be part of the thing. The other thing we wanted to do is allow it for people who didn't feel comfortable making arguments in the first place, but just want to read some funny stuff, that they can still play. So the point system in the game is that every time somebody votes for you, you get a point, which we call quips. But also every time you vote, you get a quip. So it is conceivable that we will have people on the leaderboards who have never played a match just because they've voted so much.
Huh.
See, that's really cool because I can see myself spending more time voting on people's matches than necessarily playing a lot of matches just because of like how my day goes and things like that.
You're the yin to the yang because I'm going to be competing like you wouldn't believe.
Yes, but that's because we have different days.
All day long.
Some of us can have free time to do things after 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
That's me!
Some of us don't get to have that until, like, after 8 o'clock in the evening.
On Saturday nights.
So, there's a little bit of... I like that about games. Because I'm a big casual gamer. Like, I love console gaming. It's my thing. And when I can sit down on a weekend and chunk out 4 hours, I do that. But more times than not, the things that I play are the things that I play on my iPad and my phone. And sometimes my 3DS regularly. And I play a lot of word games. Because I love challenging my brain. I love the written word. I enjoy challenging myself that way as opposed to dexterity. Like, I love the dexterity stuff, but there's way too many games that are coming out more and more where because I have to hit every single button at the same time on this controller, which means I've got 4 fingers and 2 thumbs.
Wait, were you playing Try Not to Fart?
No.
That game is like a is like a twister for your fingers.
No, but like Call of Duty, you know, Call of Duty. Call of Duty. And then I was like, see, what? It's true.
You said duty.
I did say duty. but I find that like more and more, as much as I like playing that game, I end up having like straight up gamer claw because I'm mashing all these buttons all the time. And so my relaxation from all of that is like I'll pick up Rhythm Heaven and I'll play that for a couple of minutes on my 3DS or I'll jump into World Welder and get really pissed off that I have to buy fucking wrenches because I'm stuck and I did to myself, you know. But I find that more and more I'm enjoying those quick pickup games than necessarily like gaming marathons. Shut up with the age joke that I know is in your head.
No, I actually just had a brain fart and I was like blank. I was I flatlined for that second.
Thank God, because I knew the age joke was coming, and I was like preparing for it.
Nope.
Like I changed my posture because I knew it was coming, and I was about to get in your
face. My
face
was all like beep beep beep. It just it flatlined for a second. You were good.
Awesome.
You were.
I love it when I get through a thing.
You were in
like
a lull. I think for me, the thing that I really like about this type of game is that, you know, when you are playing something on the console and you're playing a narrative, you know, where you're really just in the body of this character that you are navigating through their tale, you know, that when really funny things happen, we appreciate those jokes in that story. And like, oh, I wonder if that's something I would say, or is this something that I feel would be something I would think I would hear at this type of point in the game. And I'm always looking for those jokes. I'm always looking for those little nuances that I'm like, oh, that's right, people worked on this game, and that there's humor in all things. Like, and everyone's got their different brand of humor. You've got your sarcastic guys, you've got your dry guys, you've got your guys that you're not sure they're actually telling a joke or if they're being for real.
Yeah, those guys worry me.
Yeah, like boyfriends like that. But
just a little.
But I love this because, one, you're getting all these brands of humor in this game. So you're getting used to what it's like when you are competing or debating against that humor with your own brand. So if you're not familiar of what type of comedy you possess, this will give you a chance to finally really see where you sit on the comedy scale.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think I'm a funny shit. And I tell people all the time.
Yeah, you do.
But, I mean, I've always had the discussion of what kind of funny am I. Like, I don't think I could go to a mic night and, like, have stuff prepared. I feel like I'm a person who's I'm situationally funny. Yeah. You put me in a place and I will find something funny about something that's going on. And then I'll run with that or sit on that like a head on an egg, essentially.
Yeah. See, I'm the other way. I would go prepared and have stories and tell them. And
well, it's funny because I have some friends who do stand-up comedy. They're like, I don't know if you could do that. I'm like, I don't think I could. I'm like, but, I mean, like, if I was with a team of writers, one of my friends was like, you could totally be, like, a Tina Fey. And I'm like, oh, stop it. You're just trying to get in my pants.
They are. It's really nobody's like, Tina Fey.
Except Tina Fey. And even then, sometimes she's Amy Poehler.
Sometimes she is Amy Poehler. Yeah. Which anyway, is still good.
Very good.
It's totally good.
Very good.
It's just not Tina.
But I like this because, you know, especially for people who, you know, write for games.
Yes.
Or, you know, this is going to be a great way for them to test to see, you know, exactly what they can come up with that, oh no, might potentially end up in a game that they're working on, or might be that idea that helps spark that next indie game, or that next, like, it's endless. The possibilities of development and creativity in this game are endless, and that is tantalizing.
Especially because, like, you can always add more words. Like, you're starting with 2000, but those aren't the only words that exist in the language.
I know.
No, and in fact, that's our plan is once we get our full rollout, the idea is that every month we would add in 20 new words, but also at the same time remove the 10 bottom performing words.
Mm. Oh, like people who struggle the most with?
Words that are just sort of like problematic or maybe words that if somebody has that argument, they'll only ever... they'll only ever use that one argument for it. So anytime you'd vote on it, it would just be the person making the same joke over and over again. I can give an example. The one word that I'm not sure if it's been removed yet or if it's going to be removed is the word magnet, which is a word I like. But the problem is, in joke terms, the only way I voted on this in numerous matches, dozens perhaps. People just use the Insane Clown Posse.
How do magnets work?
Oh, miracles. Magnets. Or the other person would go, well, at least we know how Nicolas Cage works. You know, like something like that. And it was like, and it's like, I don't want to make the game that really is a, like, is just about the insane clown posse at this point. Like, that's not,
yeah, no,
that's not really, and that, and it's just not conducive to comedy. We want to have every word that's in there should be, you should be able to argue it a number of different ways, because then it always is interesting. I've seen with some words where people argue, like, I think the word fry is a good example, because it could be a French fry. It could be fry from Futurama. It could be the act of frying. It could be, there's like a, it's, that's a type of fish is mm-hmm. A fry. So you can actually argue it a number of different ways. And I've seen people argue their one word, like fry, three different ways in their one argument. Like, really being like, this word is this, and it's this, and it's this. And that can be really clever to flip it on it. And and it gives a lot, it gives the game more life, is that words can have multiple meanings and be argued a number of different ways. It makes you want to keep voting on it.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Sean, it's been a blast playing the game in beta. And, you know, we kind of jumped in on it, the tail end, because we're like, oh, yeah, we're good
to
that.
Well, no, because, I mean, when they mentioned they were working on it, I know, because it was the one day I was really active doing my social media job.
Oh.
And I was like,
that one time you were on the Twitter.
That one time I was like, oh, my God, I have something to talk about. And I was like, they're working on a game. Let's quit. And I'm like, it's going to be totally awesome. I'm totally down for it. So, I mean, like, we had inklings of it before. And I'm like, I like the idea of playing with words. It's like, it's what I do most days that end with Y.
I attempt to play with words. Sometimes they don't like to play with me.
Sometimes they bite me, but then I bite them back. And then we're just awkwardly staring at each other.
Yeah, that's like weird time.
It's happened before. Mm. It will happen again.
It will.
Definitely.
As long as you have teeth. But no, like, for us, because we talked about Let's Quip, like, early on, and I was like, oh, yeah, just send us, invite us to the beta, we'll be on the beta. And I'm like, oh, I got the email, and Sean's like, the beta's up, and I'm like, yay, I'm going to jump into it. And then, like, life went, pfft.
Yeah, life gets in the way.
Yeah. It kind of went, pfft.
I want to quip with life.
And I always felt bad because I'm like, literally I have on a post-it on my desk when I finally cleaned off the top of my desk 2 weeks ago. I was like, motherfucker, I suck at life. Because literally there's a post-it going, don't forget Let's Quip on my desk. And I finally got to the top, I'm like, I'm kind of like an asshole. And so it was really funny because, like, literally the day before I cleaned off my desk, Sean was like, hey, I want to talk about Let's Quip. I'm like, yes, yeah, Let's Quip.
Let's do it.
We should do it. And I should suck less at life. Yes.
You're not the only one who was sucking at life.
I was kind of sucking at life there for a while. I'm getting better at it, though.
I found some cliff notes on life if you want to, like,
I was going to read Thug Notes on it because I felt like that would be just slightly more my speed. But
I'm so mad with Thug Notes right now. Now that you even brought that up.
We'll talk about it later. Yeah. That's another podcast. That's a completely other podcast. We'll have hip-hop on. It'll be awesome. But I have to say, I've had an absolute blast picking up the game. I'm really enjoying kind of re-sparking a little bit of my creativity, because it really, you know, like, you get into those ruts when you write a lot.
Oh, I do. I'm in one right now.
You're always in a rut.
No, I'm not. Okay.
Sometimes you're not in a rut, but, you know.
I crawl out just to get back in.
You crawl out to get cheese, and then you get back in.
But yeah, I'm still there. Like, I just have to eat. Snicker break.
But it's really been fun for me to kind of look at other people's creativity and think of things a little bit differently. It's definitely already started to permeate in my writing and, in my tweets. And I'm really looking forward to the game when it's out of beta and just seeing all the entire community kind of come up with interesting new things.
I mean, we're only getting the tip of the quip right now.
You see that?
I like that.
That was off the cuff.
Gold star for Panda.
Hell yeah. I've been sitting on that for like 2 minutes.
Just the quip.
Just the quip. Yeah, feel free to use that. Because we're going to use it for sure.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
But really, hats off. You guys have created a very, very interesting, unique game. When, you know, you first think about it, a debate game, you're like, okay, who's gonna play a debate game? Like, I hated going to debate.
I like that movie, The Great Debaters. Like, that was a great movie.
The movie was, look, movies are one thing, but, like, I remember going to debate class and going, okay, I'm gonna absolutely hate this. One, my teacher was an asshole, but two, I was like,
it's like, Haiti, I need you to be pro for Haiti. Yay?
Yay. It's right next to the DR, so you can get rum really cheap. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to talk about that. This is high school.
Tater tots. Oh, I have all tater tots.
I found one of my favorite ones.
Yay, share it with us. Share.
This one was NSA, so the National Security Agency, versus Dippin' Dots.
Oh, okay.
And the NSA one is, that answer wasn't particularly noteworthy, but the Dippin' Dots argument was incredible, because the Dippin' Dots argument just read, Dippin' Dots are I'll start again, Dippin' Dots are innocent little balls of deliciousness, whilst the NSA is two massive balls of surveillance shoved down your throat. Which I was like, wow, that was like, it was like, it made a statement. It was clever. Like that, it like flipped it on it. It was like nice. It was a little bit edgy. It was good. I like that one a lot. Like
well, that's a, I would have been, mean, I probably would have went, Dippin' Dots might give you a headache, but not nearly as much as the NSA.
Truth speak. Yeah. That's good. Cause you know, and I remember Dippin' Dots.
I love Dippin' Dots. They're dots of ice cream for your face.
Seriously, it's awesome.
With almost no flavor.
Okay, with almost no flavor because of science, because of the way that it's frozen. So it's just like science delicious treat, but not quite as delicious.
As it could have been in that massive glob science. In your freezer.
But they're little dots of flash frozen ice cream. Come on,
no,
man.
I'd rather have one big mound of ice cream that's full of flavor than so several little dots of no flavored ice cream.
So you would like a... Jawbreaker size?
A big wad of ice cream in a circle.
You want an ice wad?
Yeah, an ice cream wad. Ice quad.
Ice quad.
Ice quad. I'm just going to start smushing words together until they eventually make sense. That's how language happens.
You know, you smush them together.
People put
room.
Sounds together and they sounded kind of like Barry they White. Were onto something. And then people just started saying them.
And then it becomes a thing.
Yeah.
Or it's in a movie. And there, then everybody just says it. Hashtag about that life. All right, so hopefully we'll have it on iOS and Android this summer.
Yep.
If you haven't checked it out yet, you can check it out on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can easily get to it by going to your website, Firehose Games, and clicking on the link, as well as checking out some of the other games that you guys
like. Oh, dinosaurs.
Yeah, we have that. And then we actually, because we turned into an accelerator last year, so sort of or talked about it, where we're inviting indie developers to come into Firehose and make their games with us.
I think that's great.
And they're still independent, but we give them desk space and some help and that sort of thing. And the first game out of that, well, actually, I guess technically Let's Quip will be the first game out of that because I've moved fully to the accelerator model. With my team, we're all part of that as well now.
Fantastic.
But we're eating the dog food we're making.
That's the only way to do it.
But the other game that's out of that is another game that we had at PAX.
Oh my god, the cat game.
Cat Lateral Damage, made by Chris Chung, who's this awesome dude. He's a Boston developer. Really, really great. That game is a first-person destructive house cat simulator. So basically, it's first-person. The triggers make your paws go out and swipe. And the idea is that your family or your owners have left the house. So you have a limited amount of time to destroy all of their belongings while they're away. So you're just jumping from shelf to shelf, knocking the TVs.
They're not my owners, they are my humans.
Right, they're your humans, and you knock the TV on the floor, your CPU tower, and just knock everything down on the floor for big points. And that game is so stupid fun, it's just ridiculous. And there's a demo of it up on catlateraldamage.com, but... Not also afraid of saying that Chris is kickstarting that game in about a week and a half.
Oh my
so
god.
End of May. Look for it. It's gonna be up there.
That sounds perfect.
That's the real reason why we brought him in is just so we could help him come up with more and more cat puns for the rest of time. It's so good. But yeah, that game because we do a live cast at Firehose. I do a live cast every day. And so I was always looking for developers to come on and let me play their games. And he was like, you want to play my prototype? And I was like, yeah, not expecting much. And we played it on the show and just had so much fun that we were like, wait, you're a local dude? you should come hang out with us. And that was the beginning of the of getting him in there. But yeah, that game is so much fun. You'll love it. Absolutely.
Well, we will definitely revisit when it's Kickstarter time and talk about that, because one of my biggest things for really this year, we talked about it early on, was that we really wanted to focus on trying to get the word out and about independent games, people who are creating some really interesting things that, you know, maybe might not get a light shined on them any other way. And while we're not like, you know, some really big podcasts out there.
Yeah. Destructoid.
Never heard them.
But.
Never heard those ones.
I, you know, it's a thing. They're out there. It's cool. My big thing is there's a lot of really great creativity that's out there. And I love things like Kickstarter and Indiegogo that can help people really kind of take their vision and their passion and actually move it to that next level that they can't quite do by themselves. So I'm a big believer in, if it's a great Kickstarter, you're going to hear about it through us. And I'm probably going to kickstart it, at least at some level.
I'm going to kick it!
I've probably kicked a few more things than I really should have, but that's okay.
I'm very selective because my money is very rare.
Yeah, my money is very rare too, but I throw more money this month at Kickstarter than I probably really should have. Yeah. But same that's okay. Here. But you know, because you have to. I mean, Amplitude, okay? It has to happen.
Like, it really does.
Yeah. I've upped my thing like 4 times now, going, okay, no, really. Now that
when
we're
into
like 3 months
with
of ramen.
My money comes on Thursday, I'm finally going to Kickstarter.
Like, all right, so now I'm into like 3 months of ramen, but that's okay. It'll be worth it.
Ramen is delicious. We've already had that.
And you can do so many things with it, because it just needs to happen. It has to happen. It has to have this event. But there've been like a bunch of other little games that have popped up that I respect people being able to go to Kickstarter for that so much. And I didn't get to play Cat Lateral Damage when I was at, but Panda kept telling me, no, seriously, it's the best cat game ever. You're a
cat. I was like, you're a cat, and you destroy everything because you're mad because your humans left, and now you're going to wreak havoc on their house.
And so she's literally just sitting there, and she's, like, making cat motions and just swiping things at the table. And there's
like,
nothing on the table.
Your Coke.
And I'm just like, you're a dick.
I'm going
to
move.
I need to play this game.
Yes!
So I'm definitely looking forward to that, and I will try the demo, and you'll probably hear about it some more
Sweet.
From us on our podcast.
For sure.
Sweet.
For sure.
Oh, now you figure out how to roll your tongue.
It took me a couple minutes, but I got it. I took Spanish, for God's sake.
I tried to teach you that back in high school, and you're like, no.
I was like, nope.
Rolling the R
is never happening. I'll write them down. I'll say that there's a sound that sounds like
no,
but it's not that.
You were straight up.
I will never need this.
You're like, I'm from Boston. I don't even need R's.
I'm like, we just add an H. So para. That's paro.
But thank you so much for being on the show as poor Panda hawks up along
I know.
Here. It's always fun when we get to have you on the show, Sean. And anytime you want to come on, just like ping us. Just be like, hey, I just feel like talking about games.
Yeah, I like to. I love this. I love this show. Thank you for having me on. I love it.
Well, thank you for being so sweet and loving us so much. And now for the end business.
Of course.
Because it's time to do the end business.
Yeah, I know.
Make sure that you catch our podcast upon the interwebs, and there are a plethora of ways that you can do that. You can visit our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, and listen to it there. You can hit up the iTunes, either on your desktop or in the iOS podcast application, by searching for the S-Cache and subscribing. We're also on Stitcher Radio, so if you like to stitch, we're there. You can get us over there, too. We're also on the VOG Network, because geeks are awesome, and they have
voices. And their
voices
are cool.
And we have voices, which is why our show can be found on the Voice of Geeks Network. So, right before Anime Jam Session, it's a perfect marriage. Games, sometimes anime, into anime. It's redonk.
It's an anime
Tuesday.
Sandwich.
It's kind of an anime sandwich.
It can be an open face sandwich.
Sometimes
sure.
It's mostly an open face sandwich. Yeah. But there is also the Microsoft Store you can get our podcast on. I mean, it's pretty much, if it's a podcast search engine, you can find our podcast there. So make sure that you snag it. Brand new episodes go out on Monday. You can follow our podcast up with other members of the Esh family with No Borders, No Race. Brand new episodes on Tuesdays. If it's indie, music, games, anime, manga, or just interesting, period, you know that KBD is covering it. You damn sure better check it out. On Wednesdays, if you're into EDM, trap music, and all that newfangled thing that goes, then you definitely want to check out Geek Aggro Held Down by Deuces Wild. Fantastic podcast coming to Stitcher Radio very soon. Yay!
Yay!
As is No Borders, No Race. And then on Thursdays, if you've got issues,
he's got issues,
y'all can have issues together. The Issues Guy program held down by the Issues Guy. Call in live. It's on YouTube. Just chitty chat. Whatever's on your mind. You can do that.
It's free therapy.
It kind of is. And for the rest of your week, keeping your nerd needs satiated, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/landofesh. Ask us questions. Let us know if there's something you want us to check out or have an opinion upon. We'll be more than happy to share it on our podcast. As well as checking us out on Twitter. The entire team's news feed is at ESH News. Individually, all the team members can be found on my page at twitter.com/ninjasister on the Land of Esh list. And with that, business be did, I'm going to turn first to my sister and say, hey, sis.
Hi.
What shit you digging this
week?
Let's
whip.
Well, of course it's
Duh. All day, day.
I can't even fucking follow that.
No.
Like, how am I supposed to follow that?
You can.
Dippin' Dots. How about that shit?
Nah, I would have gone cat lateral damage.
Well, cat lateral damage, but I haven't played the demo, so that would be fake.
But
I just
it's
said
a great cat
it.
Pun on a pun.
I know it is.
Pun on pun.
I pun is so pun when it's on pun things.
What about our guest?
Yeah, huh? Sean. What shit are you digging this week?
Shit are you digging this week?
I've been playing a game called Magazine Mogul on my phone. It's by Kairosoft, who did Game Dev Story.
Ooh,
and, I love Game Dev Story.
Yeah, every game they put out is my crack pipe. It's everything they put out is just so addictive and so good. But this one, you run a magazine.
Oh, gosh.
And you've got to pick the articles every month.
I'm reaching for my phone as you say
just
this.
Just like Game Dev Story.
Getting it.
It's been around for a while. It just got translated from Japanese. And it's crazy.
She's making squee face without actually squeeing
because
right now.
I'm still playing Game Dev Story, and like all my games are super AAA titles now. I'm like, my life is so boring because everyone just loves everything that I do. I can't do anything wrong. A romance baseball game, they love it. I'm like, why?
I don't know. A romance baseball game kind of good.
No, it sucks. I put no time in graphics, and they're like, it's the best game ever. I'm like, you sound like IGN.
Put a bump. Well, with that, I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And he is Sean Baptiste. Thank you so much for joining us, Sean.
Thanks again.
Until next week, guys. Bye.
Adios.
Bye.
I would love to have a fighting game with, like, figures from history, so you could have Frederick Douglass, like, fighting Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh my god, it should
like
be a historical fighter!
You know, historical fighter.
It's like Alexander Hamilton finally gets his second shot at Aaron Burr. Like, fuck you, Aaron Burr!
Fuck you!
Nationality! USality! That's what we would call it!
Oh.
The fatal move.
Oh. Bullet!
Yep.
Dodge, it's dodge, slow. Dodge.
Anyway,
I could not tell a lie. Axe to the face.
Somebody needs to make this game. I don't care.
Someone needs to do that.
Please. This would be awesome.
Oh my god, but it'd have to have all the presidents, and Barack Obama would be like a downloadable one. Because he is a president
now. Presidential DLC.
Oh, yes! On President's Day.
He's an existing president. If he gets...
Well, I mean, after he's not president, whenever that happens to be.
He's already a president, so if you're making the game now, you would make him as one of the existing presidents. Whoever gets voted in as president.
He should be the Shao Kahn, like in Mortal Kombat. So, like, Barack Obama would be sitting in a chair watching the old presidents duke it out.
I just want to have President Carter, like, his thing is, like, building houses that block your path to him.
Habitat! Habitat!
Oh my god, someone should make that game.
Please, somebody make this game. Just give us a credit. That's all we want.
That's all we want. Game.
I will buy this game. I will play the shit out of this game.
Anyway, as you were saying. Because
you could have Abe Lincoln, and then you could have Abe Lincoln, the vampire hunter
version of him. No. It has to be actually historically accurate president. You couldn't have two Abe Lincolns.
Could you have Taft in a bathtub?
Yes.
Splash, splash! Splash,
which one?
Splash.
Which one's the one in the wheelchair?
Oh, my God. I'm not answering
that. Oh, who was that? Roosevelt, that's right.
Oh, my
Duh.
God. Oh, Panda just had a moment. All right, so that's like two in this episode.
And then William Henry Harrison, he couldn't really be a player because, I mean, he didn't last that long. He didn't last very long.
Yeah, he would.
He'd be very weak.
His life bar would start draining from the moment he started playing.
Yes!
So you'd have to be really good with him.
Yes. He's powerful, but he's got a very short lifespan.
So not right. We need to make
Oh my god. That needs to happen.
Game. George Washington would throw his teeth out and they'd grow and just be chompers.
Yes. Wow, what an interesting tangent to have.
Okay, well, let's come back and talk about Assassin's Creed.